In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Our Imams are the most exalted and the most respected.
The 12 infallible Imams, alayhimus salam, are the most exalted of the creatures, and the most respected of Ibrahim's progeny. There are some verses of the Holy Quran in this field. You are kindly requested to follow the program up to the end.
The first verse. The Lord Almighty says, "Then we gave the book for an inheritance to those whom we chose from among our servants, but of them is he who makes his soul to suffer a loss, and of them is he who takes a middle course, and of them is he who is foremost in deeds of goodness by Allah's permission. This is the great excellence. Gardens of perpetuity, they shall enter therein." The Holy Quran 35:32-33. It means, we gave the book in heritage, which is Quran or Torah or the whole books of Allah, including the wisdom and laws, whom we chose from among our servants. Some have said that the selected servants are the messengers of Allah, and some say that they are scholars in the Ummah of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. You will find many traditions which will show that these gentlemen are, especially, the 12 infallible Imams, alaihimus salam.
About the statement, "but of them is he who makes his soul to suffer a loss," there is a difference of opinion about the source of the pronoun, them. Sayyid Mortaza, Rahmatullah alayh, and a group of commentators have said that this pronoun refers to servants, which means, some among our servants are oppressing themselves, and some have said, it refers to the selected people. About the statement, "but of them is he who makes his soul to suffer a loss, and of them is he who takes a middle course, and of them is he who is foremost in deeds of goodness by Allah's permission, this is the great excellence," commentators have differed about the three groups mentioned in the verse. Some say all of them will get salvation. Some say that those who are oppressors will not be saved from the divine punishment. Thus, Qatada said that the oppressors are companions of the left hand, and the middle course are companions of the right hand, and foremost are among the who are drawn nigh to Allah. Garden of Aden is their abodes wherein they will enter. The commentators have differed as to what the pronoun of "they shall enter therein" refers. Some say that it refers to all the three groups, and hence, all of them would be admitted to paradise, and some say it refers to those selected persons about whom it has been said, "those whom we chose." And some are of the opinions that it refers to he who takes a middle course, and foremost, and that he who makes his soul to suffer a loss is not included in it, as some traditions related to this matter show.
For instance, it is reported in Ma'ani al-Akbar that Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, said that the oppressor always obeys his desires, and that a person who takes a middle course always goes on thinking in his heart, that is, he is always trying to improve his beliefs, or is busy reforming his soul, or he worships constantly, and that, even in the matter of worldly affairs, he keeps religion in his mind. And the person who is foremost in deeds of goodness revolves round his Lord, and he empties his soul of all desires and ambitions, and is not concerned with anything but the pleasure of his Lord. Likewise, Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that among the pure progeny of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the oppressor is the one who does not recognize the rights of the true Imam, and the middle course is one who believes in the leadership of the Imam, and the foremost in deeds of goodness is the Imam himself. Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is quoted in Majma'ul Bayan that he adds after the aforesaid quotation, "all of them will be pardoned, and that gardens of perpetuity, they shall enter therein," means that the foremost and the middle course ones would be admitted to the gardens of Aden. Similarly, according to reliable sources, Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that, when people asked from him the explanation of the above-mentioned verse, it has been revealed in praise of we, Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam. Abu Hamza Somali, Rahmatullah alayh, says, "I asked, who from among you is the one who oppresses his soul? The Hazrat replied, from us Ahlul Bayt such person is he whose sins and rewards would be equal. He would be considered as the one who oppressed himself as he has been found wanting in the worship of Allah. I asked, who from you is of the middle course? He replied, he is the one who worships Allah both in difficulties and in ease, or both when truth is dominant or untruth is in power, until he breathed his last. Then I asked, who is the foremost in deeds of goodness among you? He replied, he who commands the people to walk on the straight path of Allah and guides them to good deeds, and the worship of Allah, and prevents them from evil and sins, and does not help the deviated ones, and is angry upon anyone on behalf of those who betray the trust, and is not pleased with the command of the oppressors, except him who fears harm to himself or to his religion, at a time when he does not have helpers, who may oppose the sinners, and hence, he mixes with them by way of tagiyat, or dissimulation.
Ali ibn Ibrahim says that, whom we chose from among our servants, means the imams, alayhim as-salam, and the oppressors among Ali Muhammad are, excepting the imams, alayhim as-salam, those who deny the rights of the imam, but accept the leadership of the imam, alayhi salam. The foremosts are the imams. And there is a narration from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, regarding, about those whom we chose from among our servants, that they are Ali Muhammad, and that the foremosts are the imams. Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that this verse has been revealed in our praise, and that the foremost is the imam. According to another report, he has also said that foremost is the imam, and that this verse has been revealed in the praise of the infallible sons of Fatima and Ali, alayhim as-salam. In Kashf al-Ghama, there is a narration from Dala'ili Hamyari that, Abu Hashim Jafari said that I requested Imam Askari, alayhi salam, to explain this verse. He said that all the three groups are from Ali Muhammad, and the one who is oppressor himself, is he who does not accept the imam. Abu Hashim says, hearing this, tears rolled down from my eyes, and I wondered what kind of greatness is this, which has been granted by Allah to Ali Muhammad. The honorable imam understood my confusion and said looking at me, the matter of imam is higher, and the rank of the imam is greater, than what has come to your mind, about the honor and dignity of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So praise Allah for having connection with them, and for your belief in their imamah. On the day of resurrection, you will be called with them. So, O Abu Hashim, be happy, because you are on the right path.
In Majma' al-Bayan, Abu Darda is reported to have said, in the explanation of this verse, I have heard the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, saying that, the foremost would enter paradise without questioning, and the questioning of the middle course, ones would be easy, and the oppressor of his own soul would be detained during interrogation for a long time, and thereafter he would be admitted to paradise. In short, these are the people who would say, all, praise is due to Allah, who has made grief to depart from us. The Holy Quran 35, 34. Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, said that the oppressor of his own soul is the one who commits both good and bad actions, and the one of the middle course is one who endeavors a lot in worship, and the foremost are Ali, Hassan, Hussein, alayhim as-salam, and those from Ali Muhammad imply the martyrs. Sayyid ibn Tawuz has, in Kitab Sa'd al-Sayyud quoted from the tafsir of Muhammad ibn Abbas, and similarly, the author of Tavilo al-Ayatol Biahira has also narrated with his authority from Abi Ishaq Sabai'i that, I went for Hajj and met Muhammad ibn Ali, that is, Muhammad ibn Hanafiya, and asked him about the explanation of this verse. He asked me, what does your community say about the meaning of this verse? He meant the people of Kufa. I said, they say, it means the Shias. He said, why do they fear, when they are the people of paradise? I replied, I may be sacrificed for you, what do you say? He said, O Abu Ishaq! It refers specially to us, Ahlul Bayt. But the foremost are Ali, Hassan, and Hussein, alayhim as-salam, and also every imam who would be from us. It is said in some books that, he added also every martyr from us, and the middle course one is he who fasts during the day and rises for worship at night, and the oppressor refers to those who repent, and according to some narrations, which are for all, they are those who have been mentioned as the forgiven ones. So, O Abu Ishaq, the merciful Allah dispels your sins because of us, and he frees your necks from the ropes of disgrace, and pardons your sins because of us, or repays your debts, and initiates caliphate, and the imamah through us, and also concludes it on us not on you. And like the people of the cave, it is only we who are the cave, and the place of shelter for you. And only we are like the Ark of Nuh, alayhi salam, the Ark of Salvation for you, and like the Gate of Repentance of Bani Israel, we are the Gate of Repentance for you. The Sayyid, Rahmatullah alayh, says that Muhammad ibn Ayyash has narrated the meaning of this verse in 20 manners, with a slight addition or omission, and Furat ibn Ibrahim has also quoted from the commentary of Muhammad ibn Ayyash, with a little variance in the book, Al-Ayatul Bihirat.
It is narrated with trustworthy chains from Sirat ibn Kolayb that, I asked Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, the explanation of this verse. He replied, the oppressor is one who does not know the Imam. I asked, then who is the middle course one? He said, one who knows the Imam. I further inquired, who is the foremost? He replied, he is the Imam. Then I asked, what about your Shias? He said, they will be pardoned and their debts will be paid, and we are their Babi Hitta and their sins will be forgiven because of us. Similarly, trustworthy chains quote Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, those whom we chose from among our servants, are the Ali Muhammad, alayhim assalam, who have been selected by Allah, and the one who does injustice to himself, will be destroyed, and the ones of the middle course are the pious and righteous people, and the foremost is Ali, alayhi salam. The Lord of the worlds says, this is the great excellence. Gardens of perpetuity, they shall enter therein, meaning that, the Ali Muhammad will enter the palaces of paradise, each one of which is made of a single pearl having no hole or joint. It will accommodate all the faithful collectively. Their rooms are made of emeralds having two corridors, each one of which will be 12 miles long. Therefore, Allah Almighty says that, while entering them, they will say, praiseworthy is the Lord who removed grief and sorrow from us. The Hazrat, alayhi salam, said, the grief is what they had to suffer in the world, that is, the troubles given to them by the people of their time. The outcome of these traditions can be one of these two. First, these pronouns refers to Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam, and the entire progeny of the Hazrat will be pure, and that the unjust and the corrupt all will be removed from among them. He who takes a middle course, may be their righteous ones, and, he who is foremost, may be the Imam. Thus, he will not be included in this division who might have made a false claim of imamah or his belief might not be correct, in any other way. The other possibility is that, wherein unjust is he whose beliefs may not be correct, and yet he may not have done anything against iman, faith. Hence they shall enter therein will refers to he who takes a middle course and to he who is foremost, it cannot mean, he who makes his soul to suffer a loss. Only both these will be meant according to the apparent and the hidden meaning of the verse or from various secret aspects, and, by Allah's permission, would mean that Almighty Allah has selected them in such way that he made them legatees and imams, and granted to every one of them knowledge of the book and their greatness can be for every one of their progeny, provided they do not waste it.